Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, which is the broad way, and put you on the right road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with our Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel. Amen. The power of the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars. We have started this message talking about, do you love God? We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, do you love God? It's more than just talking out your lips. You must show it, demonstrate it in your everyday life. I know some people saying that we are living under grace, but grace do not give you license to live an up and down life in sin. And saying God is a forgiving God. Amen. Just repent and live and talk about you saved. God, Jesus come to make us stronger than that. You ain't got to live like that. And I'm putting it plain so people can understand that. There's too much playing church out here. Hypocrites. Praise God. But Jesus come to make us free. Amen. That's why he said in the Gospel according to St. John 8:36, he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom so you can have victory over the devil and live a changed life. I'm telling you, Jesus come to take sin out the sinner.
Amen.
So that you can be able to serve the Lord in holiness and righteousness all the days of your life. Amen. And therefore you can keep his commandments and live holy. Praise God. Because you truly love the Lord. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. Now let's go to the Gospel according to St. John 15:11. What did the 11th verse say, Missionary Velvet?
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
Amen. These things I spoken unto you, that the joy might remain in you. Because when the Lord sets you free, you feel like praising God. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When you're saved and delivered, you're free. You're not condemned. Therefore, you have joy. You're free. You can praise God. You can live right. Because Christ brings forth a change. I'm telling you. Saved people don't, amen, use profanity. They don't, amen, tell lies. Saved people don't do that. Saved people are no child molester. Saved people do not commit adultery and fornication. They do not go around and shoplift in stores and steal. When the Lord saves you, your life changes. You live a changed life. He makes you honest and true. He changed your conversation where you don't talk foolish out your mouth no more. You don't tell no joking lies. Because Christ makes a difference. And people need to understand and know that. But you got some Christians talking about they saving, amen, they're doing the things that I named. And you can't be saved like that. Amen. Talking about you cursing and talking about you got the Holy Spirit. You got a spirit, but it's showing off the Holy Ghost. Because when Christ comes in you, he changes your conversation. And therefore, you don't curse no more. You heard me? Praise God. Amen. People say, well, Peter done what he did. Yeah, Peter did what he did because Peter won't deliver. He was not sanctified, washed through the blood, because Jesus had not shed his blood at that time. And people need to understand, know that. But when Christ did what he did and went to the cross and shed his blood, and Peter repented and came back to Christ, you don't see where he cursed no more, do we? And when Christ come in you, you don't curse no more. And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. Christ makes a difference in your life. He changes your life. Takes sin out. Place the brand new nature of Christ in you. So you can be born again. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I love you. When Christ come in you, you love your neighbor. If you love your neighbor, you won't hurt your neighbor. You don't be breaking in houses, trying to steal. You hear me? Because you love your neighbor. You love your neighbor. You don't gossip and backbite. And amen. And spread rumors to turn them down. Saved people don't spread rumors and backbite and gossip about somebody. You speak what you know and testify what you have seen. And the other part, you leave it alone. You hear me? Praise God. Have salt in your conversation, which is the Spirit, praise God, to bridle your tongue. I'm telling you, praise God, because you love the Lord. You have a holy conversation. You can't have a holy conversation. You carrying on gossip and no good conversation about somebody doing evil and doing wrong. Amen. Who's sleeping with who? Who going getting into bed with who? And all of that. That mess is of the world. That's of the devil. Praise God. But when the Lord save you, you talk about Jesus. Lift up Jesus. Tell people that folks need to be saved. When you get saved, it makes you live right. If you make you live right, you don't be doing things that's evil in the eyes of God. I'm telling you, amen. Because Christ makes a difference. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Bill?
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Ye are my friend if ye do whatsoever I commanded you.
Jesus loved us that he gave his life on Calvary's cross. Shed his blood. There's power in that blood.
Man.
To get in your heart and give you a blood bath. Wash you and make you clean. And cause the brand new nature of Christ to come in you. So you can live a life, amen, with victory over the devil. Place the devil where he belongs. That is under your feet, where you got victory over sin. Victory over sin. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, the word of God is wonderful. Praise God. Amen. Missionary Velvet, go to 1 John 3 and 15. What did the Bible say in 1 John 3 and 15? No, 1 John 2 and 15. 1 John 2 and 15.
Amen.
What did the word of God say in 1 John 2 and 15? Praise God.
Love not the world.
Say, love not the world.
Neither the things that are in the world.
Neither the thing that's in the world.
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Now, if you love the world or sin, the love of the Father is not in you. You heard me? So people saying they love God and they sin and doing wrong, the love of God is not in you. Because if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandments. You will live right. Certain things saved people don't do. And people need to understand and know that. Amen. You don't have no lust in your heart to commit sin. Commit fornication and things. Amen. Commit adultery and things. Being a child molester. All of that. All that stuff is of the devil. You heard me? When the Lord save you, sinfulness comes out of you. Amen. Deliver you and set you free. Praise God. What did that next verse say, Missionary Velvet?
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it's of the world.
Oh, that mess is of the world. Amen. Lusting after the flesh. Amen. Lusting after women. Lusting after men. Oh, that mess is of the world. When the Lord saved you, you don't do things like that no more.
But the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Let you know this stuff that the world is after is going to soon fade away. But what I preach is going to last for eternity. You need to look at the spirit, not the flesh. Praise God. We're going to pick it on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. As we pray, God, it's a powerful message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact. We're going to touch and agree. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Lord, deliver them and set them free from all what the devil got them bound with. Lord, make a productive men and women society. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm healed by his stripes. Amen. And I'm telling you, receive your miracle from God. And while you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. And the song says, yes, Jesus loves me. But the Bible tells me so. But the question we need to ask, he gave his life for you and I because he loved us that much. But the question the preacher's asking us, do we love Jesus enough to accept that sacrifice and to be able to live right in this present world? Because Jesus can do that for you and I. If you believe that prayer that he prayed, that you've been set free, you've been redeemed, you've been revived, you continue to hold on to that and don't let it go and keep on seeking and working on your soul salvation. Door behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up. He will never, never abandon you. He is always there for you. Never leave you nor forsake you. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Jesus loves you also too and have a plan for you. You can allow him to fix things that he needed to fix in your life so that you can be able to live right. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I challenge you to give him a chance. And you will never be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Where the Lord open up doors and go into the jails and prisons. And prisoners that can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, number one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.